Watch me.
His name is
Watch me.
Al Sharpton.
I got it. Hey!
Reverend Al, where are you this morning?
I'm in Miami with a lot of work down here with National Action Network, but I'm on my way to Selma on this weekend. President Obama, as you know, is speaking on Saturday, and then we're there for the weekend. I'm preaching Sunday morning at Brown Chapel, which has been the headquarter church for Dr. King 50 years ago. But as we commemorate and celebrate the Edmund Pettus Bridge incident of 50 years ago, which was the beating of Hosea Williams and John Lewis, and we raise John Lewis's arms for having taken that beating that led to the Voting Rights Act, we must also remember this weekend that the Voting Rights Act has been undercut with the Supreme Court decision on Shelby. I remember that cold morning that you, Tom, and all of us stood outside the Supreme Court when the arguments were made. And now the Supreme Court has taken out Section 4, which really stops pre-clearance in those areas around the country that has a pattern, a historic pattern of discrimination, from being able to clear whatever they want in terms of changing voting policy. What would be early voting days, Sunday, go to the polls, voter ID. They can change it without pre-clearing it with the Justice Department, which was the enforcement part of the Voting Rights Act. So as we march and commemorate and celebrate, listen to the president this weekend in Selma, let us be mindful of Selma has been reenacted by the Supreme Court. The Congress must come with a new map to replace Section 4. We must put pressure on the Congress to come with a new act. They cannot celebrate the marches of 50 years ago and not deal with those of us that are standing up today. If we celebrate Selma 50 years ago, Voting Rights Act of 50 years ago, and not do today's work, it becomes a hollow celebration. So it is not only a commemoration this weekend, I will preach, it must be a continuation in the fight for full voter rights.
Rev, Jay, Sybil, and I will be there.
Well, I'm very glad about that, and many of us that were too young, I was only 10 years old 50 years ago, but we're full grown today, and we definitely need to be about the business, and I'll be there making sure we take care of the business, and I'm so happy that you're bringing Sybil with you, and I'm sure Jay will be somewhere in the crowd.
He's about the purpose today, Rev.